The Carmel Greyhounds are back in action, and so is the WHJE sports team. But this year is better than ever. John Perkins and Jesse Smith bring you the same expertise with a new sense of style. We're taking this football season to the edge.
So already, so far in this game, folks, now we've got the fourth quarter coming. 35-14 in favor of the Greyhounds. Fishers did a nice job of kind of bouncing back a little bit. Now Connor Christensen's working a nice drive so far. 12 minutes here. He's got to now start to keep in mind this clock. That's something that we've seen a lot of teams do as they begin to run out of time. It's just one thing with having a running clock. But also, you can't get yourself in a position where you have these long, drawn-out drives, and you're really making progress and making good defensive stops, and then it turns out that you've only got 2 minutes left in the ballgame, and you got to score 12 points. Things like that, you got to have a better time management clock. That's going to be a big factor here for Fishers, and we'll see how seasoned they are when it comes to that.
A quick score update here. Pike is leading Ben Davis 22-19 in the middle of the third quarter. We're going to keep an eye on that one throughout the evening. But Christensen comes back out. Three wide shotgun set. Third down and one from his own 46-yard line. Harris moves in motion. Another sweep run. It looks like he's going to be stopped short of the first down marker. And a great tackle made by Wade Murdoch. Murdoch stops the forward progress. That brings up fourth down and one. But when you're down three scores here in the fourth quarter, it's worth at least thinking about looking over towards the sidelines, and it looks like the punting unit for Fishers will come back out onto the field.
I don't think this is a good call here. Obviously, they're worried about field position here. Are you going to give the ball up? And do you want to give it up to John Lampe? But your defense just made a stop. I don't really see the point in being conservative. You, again, like you said, Jesse, you're down three scores. You got to take a shot one time.
Well, let's see what they decide to do on the punting formation here. This one is going to be a run. They try to go option. They find their man. He's going to have enough for the first down at the 45-yard line. He's going to be pushed out officially at the 48. And a little bit of trickery there by Josh Lloyd. We've been saying his name all night. Listed as a wide receiver and a cornerback, but has also been the punter for this team. Receives the pitch off the option, off the left sideline, and new life for the Fishers Tigers.
So obviously the coaches were a little smarter than I was. I automatically ruled out that they were going to fake that. Very nicely done. Caught the defense off guard, and then a nice stiff arm in the face of Zach Woods. Lets him know who's in control. Josh Lloyd, what a play there. So now we're going to come out here, and we're going to see Connor Christensen. He's got an opportunity to keep this drive going forward. 11:06 here in this fourth quarter.
First down and 10 from the Carmel 47-yard line from the shotgun. He has time to throw deep down the right side of the field looking for his man. He's going to come up with the reception. And John Williams is going to be brought down at about the 12-yard line. And what a pass, only where his receiver could get it by Christensen there. And great concentration by Williams, making sure he stays in bounds for that reception. So not going away quite yet. 35-14, they are still trailing. They are deep inside the red zone of the Carmel Greyhounds for a first down and 10 with 10:59 remaining in the ballgame. Christensen comes back out. Shotgun formation. Three wide set, two out to his left. He takes the snap. He's passing, looking over the middle. That one's a dangerous pass over the middle. He was looking for his intended receiver. That one was Simeon Foster, but sailing that one over his head. Second down and 10. Again, 10:46 remaining in the ball game, trying to cut into this three-touchdown lead that the Carmel Greyhounds have opened up. This drive started promising and kind of stalled a little bit on the fourth down. The punting attempt off the fake. The punter, Josh Lloyd, was able to take it for the first down off that left sideline. Under center again, Christensen makes the handoff, looking over towards the left side, finds his man, Foster. He's going to try to barrel his way into the end zone, and he will go in for the touchdown. Simeon Foster with a lot of power there, knocking the helmet off of Zach Woods, but that makes it 35-20 after the reception touchdown.
That'll be Foster's second touchdown so far this game. But can you mention the name Zach Woods? Woods has really struggled so far, and we don't see that a lot. He's done a nice job of jumping the route here and there, but, I mean, he's had a tough time. He's had to contain the likes of Jayshon Harris, and now obviously Simeon Foster giving up some big yardage so far. Woods has got to do a better job with coverage.
And the extra point attempt is no good. And let's see if that one will come into play later on. It remains a 15-point game, 35-20, in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds.
So, you asked me the question, Jesse, and I think we were all asking ourselves, do they go for the onside kick here? Obviously, the smart option is to say no. You know, there's only 10:39. But we thought they were going to punt the ball, and they didn't. And they faked it, and it worked. So I think if you're honestly the if you're the receiving team here for the Greyhounds, you got to keep that in mind, too, that I don't put it past Josh Lloyd to be able to try to give us a little bit of an onside kick here, a little bit of at least a squib kick, if anything. But now I think that's great. You also open the game up, and now you really have to keep Carmel guessing, not just defensively, but also on the special teams aspect.
I think with a player as athletic as Josh Lloyd has shown to be so far, he was the one that received off the option, the punter there. Let's see what they decide to do. But again, Carmel, if they do have the possession at the end of this kickoff, they'd really need to get something going on the offensive side of the ball. So lining up for the kick, Carmel playing very conservative up front, making sure nothing gets past them. Let's see, the kick is going to be a dribbler up the middle at about the 30-yard line, and they're going to say his knee was down right where he sat. So keeping the ball out of the hands of Austin Roberts, the Carmel Greyhounds will get the ball at the 31-yard line.
Riley Smith there on the, a kick return there.
Ball's down at about the 29-yard line of Carmel.
We'll spot him officially at the 29-yard line, so decent field position. Making sure they keep the ball out of the hands of their playmaker. And Isaac James will come back out onto the field. That's a good sign for the Carmel Greyhounds. 10:37 remaining in the ball game, leading by 15 points. James needs to get his offense back up and running. Four wide pistol formation set, three out to his right. They look to pass. They find Roberts. Roberts is going to be wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage. At about the 23-yard line, depending on the official spot, it will be at the 25. An impressive job there neutralizing that threat. Second down and 14.
Jesse, that's exactly right. Isaac James has to come back onto the field and get this offense up and running. I love that statement right there. And I think comes out to play here. James has sat now two drives without being on the field. He's got to be able to create that momentum he has before, be able to come back and, again, capitalize on that run offense.
Same formation this time, three out to his left. The run up the middle, Shakir Pascal is going to be wrapped up. He's going to gain himself a couple yards back. But nonetheless, a third down and 11 coming up for this Carmel Greyhounds offense. And this would be a huge defensive stand for the Fisher Tigers if they could come up with it. Third down and 11 from their own 28-yard line. And both crowds starting to get into it a little more. Lampe comes back onto the field. Needing to get to the 39-yard line to move the chains and keep the Fishers defense on the field. Lampe goes back, shotgun formation, trips out to his left and one out to his right. Trying to go hard count, takes a snap. Here comes the blitz. He's under pressure, forced to move out. Penalty flags fly at the 23-yard line. Pascal will drop it. Let's see what the penalty is. Incomplete pass. And it looks like this one is going to be holding against the Carmel Greyhounds. And most likely, if that is the case, Fishers will decline that penalty. And that will bring up fourth down. That one will be declined. Fourth down. And let's see what this offense decides to do as they are going to come off of the field. And Adam Kramer is going to come back out. He's going to punt this ball away.
Oh, no doubt. You got to punt the ball here. And I think that's a smart call. Obviously by Fishers there to decline this penalty. Again, fourth down efficiency is only 42% for the Greyhounds. Now it's better than third down, which is at 36. And you're giving the ball back to Connor Christensen with 9 minutes left in the game. That's only a minute that the Greyhound offense has been on the field.
Very dangerous return, man. Jayshon Harris is going to call for the fair catch and wisely does so at the 41-yard line. So some very good field position coming up for Connor Christensen, who seems to have this offense rolling.
Jesse, if I'm Connor Christensen here and I'm that offensive coordinator, I'm drawing up a big-time play on first down. I think you got to air it out. I think you got to take a shot downfield when the defense is least expecting it. I think they're least expecting it on first down here. I think what you can even go ahead and do is you can even set up Jayshon Harris and John Williams both on that right side, send one of them on a fade, one of them on a post. Let Connor Christensen air the ball out, see if he can hit him deep.
Christensen comes back out onto the field with 9-10 remaining in the ballgame, trailing by 15. Things looking a lot brighter for the Fisher Tigers than they were a good 10 minutes ago. Three wide, shotgun set, takes the snap, under pressure, looking deep down the field, taking that deep shot, looking for his man, comes up with the catch, that is Jay Sean Harris, he gets the foot in, and he's going to be brought down at about the 21-yard line, and what a passing catch. They've been doing it all season, came into this game with over 800 yards on that connection, Christensen to Harris.
And I'm going to save that last little broadcast because I think that last thing that I just said, Jesse, might win me the head coaching position at any place I wanted to. Obviously, the smart throw there, taking it deep, and Jay Sean Harris, a nice catch. And now Christensen, 9:02, and he's at about the 25-yard line.
Three-wide shotgun formation, blitz coming from the other side. Here comes Jay Sean Harris. He's going to be wrapped up at about the 18-yard line, gaining 4 yards there on first down.
Jesse, I think it's important here. You can't keep going back to Jay Sean Harris. One nice shot down the field, but now you got to open it back up to other guys. You got Simeon Foster on the left side, John Williams. You got to start airing it out. I know one thing with playing with Christensen back at Heritage is he did favor one side of the ball, and being a lefty, he always favored the right side of the field. He's got to be able to turn, swivel those shoulders, and make a throw out to the left side.
259 passing yards on the night for Christensen. Blitz coming again, this time in his face. He's going to deliver it to his receiver, and the football came out, and the Cromwell Greyhounds are going to say they came up with it, but the officials are saying incomplete pass, and pandemonium down there as Jack Conway was able to jar that ball loose. Stop me if you heard that one before, but 8:20 remaining in the ball game, and disaster averted for the Tigers.
Well, I will stop you right there. Give some credit to Jack Conway. Obviously, I think the officials got the call right. I think that was an incomplete pass. But at the same time, Jack Conway jarring the ball loose on a big-time reception, which would have made it about a third down and one. So now you force Christensen to throw inside in the red zone on a big third down, folks.
Third down and 7 from the Cromwell 18. Rolling out to his left under pressure. He's going to be brought down from behind. Sean Stetson will come up with the sack, coming seemingly out of nowhere. And Stetson will make it fourth down and 12. Impressive job there by Stetson, splitting the double team, somehow getting through, and there's nowhere for Christensen to go.
And if I'm the coach right here, I got to go for it right here. Josh Lloyd missing his first field goal. I know it sounds crazy. You've got 7:55, but I think you've got to take a shot down the field here. It's tough. It's now or never, and this is the time. You're either, you know, you're moving on or you're going home, and this is the play comes down to. Connor Christensen has to keep his head up. He's got to make a great throw here.
Three wide shotgun formation, two out to his right. Christensen has time to throw, delivers a strike, and that one is going to be caught by Jay Sean Harris. And let's see. And that is not going to be enough for the first down, and the Cromwell Greyhounds defense will hold as Zach Woods was able to push him out of bounds before he was able to get the first down marker. And the Cromwell Greyhounds offense will take over at their own 15. And this is now or never for the Cromwell Greyhounds offense. They really need to take some time off the clock and really put the pressure back on Fishers. 35-20, they have the lead, and Isaac James, who is a master at running the clock out as a rushing quarterback, will come out in the flex bone formation. 7:31 remaining in the ball game with a 15-point lead. Roberts will move in motion and will have to be forced to reset to his Falcon position as James looks over towards the sideline. James hurries, goes back under center. Perkins in motion this time. James keeps it, trying to go up the middle. He does, and he's going to be wrapped up at about the 17.
And obviously the game plan for the Greyhounds is just to move the ball forward and take that time off that clock, let Isaac James get working again. But defensively, you've got to come up with a stop here. This is where your linebackers come into play. They've got to be able to fill those holes more than ever and come up with a big stop.
Roberts moves in motion this time, has to go back and reset once again. We've seen Roberts moving in motion more times than we're used to seeing from this flexbone formation tonight. But taking as much time off as they can, Roberts will receive the pitch off the left side, trying to race towards the sideline. Now upfield, he has some open space. Penalty flags fly at the 15 as Roberts will be wrapped up at about the 33, and this one looks to be coming back. And that would be a detrimental penalty to this Cromwell Greyhound offense if it is against them. Clock stops at 6:50 remaining in the ball game on what was a second down and about 6. He has enough for the first down, but the Cromwell offense already retreating, and it is a holding call 10 yards from the spot of the foul, or halfway distance to the goal, since they are inside the 20. That's going to back them up inside their own 10.
And again, 500 positive yards given up this season because of the penalties. And I still think it's important to point out that Austin Roberts is a threat in the air, obviously. He's a great receiver. But on the ground, he's put up 138 yards. And granted, if that play had been obviously good, he would have had a lot more.
Second down and 17 coming up for this Carmel Greyhounds and their rushing attack. But they're going to come out in a four-wide shotgun set. Three out to their right, and James is looking to pass. Now running this one up the middle. He's going to be wrapped up from behind. Penalty flags fly again.
Isaac James, there's a flag on the play.
But field position, not too much of a premium if Fisher decides to go with the penalty if it is against Carmel. Like to get the ball back as soon as possible. It is holding against the Greyhounds. Let's see if they decide to enforce this one.
Against Carmel, decline.
And a coach for Fishers declining that one all the way. That is Rick Wimmer, a very well-coached Fishers team, might we add, is going to bring up a third and 15 rather than a second and 19. Selecting to go with the down as the clock will stop at 6:44 remaining in the ball game, and a big third down coming up for the Carmel Greyhounds offense. James remains out on the field as the quarterback. Three-wide pistol formation set. Two out to his right. James goes hard count with the option. He tries to go up the middle. Carmel being very conservative on that run, trying to milk the clock as much as they physically can. And that is going to bring up fourth down and 15. And a big punt coming up from Adam Kramer.
And that's going to bring up fourth down.
Clock continues to tick away. Fishers has three timeouts remaining, but they're going to elect to let these 25 seconds run up the clock to save those timeouts for a potential drive later on in the game.
Again, you're only down two scores with a two-point conversion. Again, thank Josh Lloyd for the missed PAT, which is going to put you down. Again, we could see another scenario where game comes down to a two-point conversion.
And the punt from Kramer is up, and Harris will receive this one. Racing towards the left sideline, he's going to be brought down. And a great job there by Landon Sinis, one of these special teams guys that we've been talking about all year. Sinis, Burks, coming in with big play after big play, neutralizing that threat as Harris had daylight to his left.
Yeah, and you never go backwards against this coverage team. You got to go forwards, receive that punt, whether it means diving forward, whatever you have to do to get the positive yards. You never want to go backwards. Regardless, Connor Christians is going to jog onto the field here. He's got under 6 minutes to work and put 15 points on the board. And that, granted, being that the Greyhounds, again, go have a three and out or some sort of a turnover and do not score.
Three-wide shotgun set from the Carmel 45-yard line. Delivers a strike, and that one's over towards the right side. Jayshon Harris loses the football. And let's see if they're going to say he was down or if the Carmel Greyhounds recovered. And they do, and the Carmel Greyhounds force a turnover. And just like that, one play and done, but penalty flags flying in the backfield. Let's see who this one is against. And that one is going to be against the Carmel Greyhounds on the initial signaling. If that's the case, that defense is staying on the football field. This one was in the backfield. Let's see who it is against. Again, signaling towards the Carmel side of the ball. 5:36 remaining. This is a big call right here. Kendall Hewn for the Carmel Greyhounds signaling that is against Fishers. All the officials are going to debate this one here for a little bit. Waiting for the official call. That will be a personal foul against the Carmel Greyhounds. And the Fishers Tigers avert disaster once again. And they are going to remain in possession of the football.
And obviously you can hear the disdain from the stands from the Carmel side, but you have to give credit to the officials at the same time. If you make a mental mistake and you cause a personal foul, there is no excuse for that. I mean, regardless of a big stop, regardless of a fumble right there, if you are willing to have a personal foul called against your name and you are responsible for that, you better be ready to pay the consequences. But at the same time now, defense got to regroup. They've got to come back and they've got to make another big stop.
First down and 10. New life for the Fishers Tigers. Three wide shotgun set, two out to his left. Christensen has all day to throw, looking over towards that left side, and that is wide for his intended receiver. That was 89, Brad Free, a senior tight end. 5:31 remaining in the ballgame. Again, Carmel leading 35-20. Second down and 10 on the way from the Carmel 30-yard line. Christensen looking over towards the sideline and looks to break huddle here shortly. Clock has stopped, so no urgency to get this one off for the Fishers Tigers. They come out again with a three-wide shotgun formation, but this time two receivers out to his right rather than his left. Harvey Allen remains the tailback. Blitz coming up the middle. He's looking over towards the right side, finds his receiver. He's going to be brought down as Jayshon Harris once again. And the confidence in Jayshon Harris, even though he just coughed the football up on a couple plays ago, to go right back to him.
And again, it's important to note, folks, Zach Woods still playing. Jayshon Harris giving him a lot of space coverage, playing him back. Woods has got to tighten up there. He's got to be able to read those routes much better.
This is a big timeout here from the Fishers Tigers, but a bigger play. Third down and three on the way when we come back. You're listening to the only voice of the Carmel Greyhounds, 91.3 WHJE.
And I know you just wound up your big outro there, but here's what we'll do, folks. Instead of playing a little liner for you, we're going to give you a little taste of what some more of Jim Minskeep and what he had to say.
It is a very difficult schedule. I mean, it is a meat grinder. And as we stand here, you know, going into the sectional championship game, that Tech score of 6-2 early in the year when everyone walked away going, boy, I don't know what kind of year we're going to have. There were a lot of great things that happened in that game, but one of the things I also noted was that Tech was a really good team.
And so, obviously, kind of getting to see Mr. Inskeep's view on things is interesting. You know, you get a lot of our, obviously, our perspectives as announcers, and then obviously students and the school. Each person has a different take on how things should be run, and then you go even to the parents and everywhere else, and sometimes you forget about the man who's kind of orchestrating this whole thing, the athletic director. It's neat to sit down with him and just kind of, he's such a quiet force. He's really a balance, and you sit down and talk with him. He's like, you know, it's okay. 6-2, it's all right. We're going to be okay. Chill. You know, and it's nice to hear him say that. And in the same situation, the defense has to go, you know what, we're going to be okay. It's nice. We'll settle down. We're going to do this thing.
Third down and three for Connor Christensen. They go run up the middle this time with Allen, and Allen is going to storm across to the 19-yard line. That will be enough for the first down, and that will stop the clock at 5:01 remaining. So, again, still trailing 35-20. The Fishers Tigers have clawed their way, no pun intended there, back into this game. First down and 10 inside the Carmel red zone. So Christensen going back up to the line of scrimmage. They're going to go three wide shotgun set, two out to his left. Look for Harris as he's moving in motion now over towards that left side. We have penalty flags close to the line of scrimmage, and that is going to back up Connor Christensen and the Tigers offense. 4:45 remaining in the ball game. That one will be false start somewhere on that offensive line. 5-yard penalty. Moves him back outside the red zone, so at the 24-yard line, it will be a first and 15. We've seen untimely penalties on both sides of the ball. That one, first one we've seen from the Fishers Tigers in quite some time. Clock continuing to run here, 4:30 remaining in the ball game. Three wide shotgun set, two out to his left for Christensen. Has time to throw, now pressure coming, looking over towards the end zone, and that one was almost intercepted by penalty flags fly in the area as Jayshon Harris hit the deck into the end zone. This is a big momentum shifter penalty. This one is against the Carmel Greyhounds. Let's see what the official call is going to be here. They will meet in the middle of the field at about the 15 to discuss this one. 4:20 remaining in the ballgame. If it's against the Carmel Greyhounds, that will put him inside the 5-yard line. Pass interference against the Carmel Greyhounds. That one looks to be Zach Woods, the perpetrator. First down and 10 inside. And it will be a first and goal inside the 5-yard line, it appears, if it is the spot of the foul.
Sometimes it's easy to make a mistake like that. Obviously, it's tough when you're trying to go for the ball. You're trying to make a play on it as a defender, but you still have to keep in mind that if you break up the path from the ball to the receiver's hands before it hits his hands, you're going to get called for pass interference. It's tough as an official to make that call without even instant replay, I guess. You know, that's something we take for granted, too. But in this situation, you're going to have to be able to rebound and get back up and play good ball because you've got Connor Christensen. You can't afford to be angry. You can't afford to be in the dumps when he's in control. You got to get back in the game. You got to make a stop, and they're definitely capable of doing that.
That will not be a spot of the ball foul, rather halfway distance to the goal. So first down and three from the Carmel 12-yard line as they're going to try to spread the field a little more. Connor Christensen takes the snap, looks to rifle one. Jayshon Harris comes up with the reception at the 8-yard line, and that will be enough for the first down, stopping the clock at 4:15. And now we start to see the urgency with this hurry-up offense start to come from the Fisher Tigers. First down and goal from the 7.
First and goal.
Christensen looking over towards the sideline. Clock continues to run here. 4:10 as he goes into the huddle. Deciding to stay with their traditional huddle offense. Christensen comes out, I formation. One wide out to his right. That is Jayshon Harris. He looks to pass under a lot of pressure now, trying to go up the middle. He's going to be wrapped up at about the 5-yard line, so he'll gain a couple yards, but the clock continuing to tick away here. Fishers only has two timeouts remaining.
Yeah, not a smart game plan here. Obviously, I don't like the whole idea of setting up in an I formation with and only allowing Jayshon Harris to be the only receiver that you've got out. That just gives the defense an incredible advantage, especially when you've got a defensive line and a linebacking core who's so strong. You're not going to be running that ball through them.
High formation here for Fishers. They go handoff. Harvey Allen's going to be stopped short of the goal line. He's going to bring down third down and goal from the 1-yard line. Clock continuing to tick here. A lot of time going off. 3:12 and counting for the Fishers Tigers. A lot of substitutions coming in for the Carmel Greyhounds. Akins will replace Woods. Sinison Parker also running off for the Carmel Greyhounds. Akins will line up. And they're going to give this one again to Allen. Allen's not going to be able to go into the end zone. Fourth down and goal coming up. And we're going to get a timeout from the Fishers Tigers. And that one will be their second. They have one remaining, but a huge fourth down coming up. We'll be right back here with the only voice of the Greyhounds, 91.3 WHJE.
They are just good. They're the best. But the best just got better. The new WHJE sports team rolls out High School Game Day. Tune in to 91.3 WHJE every game day for a look at the day's matchup. WHJE Sports, taking you to the edge.
This is WHJE Sports, taking you to the edge, and Fishers is taking us to the edge of this ball game, 35-20. But we got ourselves a huge play coming up after we exit this timeout. Fourth down and goal from the 1-yard line. John, I'm going to give you the clipboard. What are you going to do?
I think, honestly, in this position, I'm picking the PA rollout right here. I think, obviously, the defense is going to be playing the run up the middle. You've got two incredible running backs here. You can either go with Maurice Campbell or Harvey Allen, but I think you don't have to choose. I think what you can do is you can send up one of your tight ends. Obviously, I would even take Jayshon Harris, line him up inside. Don't even bring him out as a wideout. Try to take that safety in that corner out of the play. Roll that tight end over the middle. Just get a little throw from Connor Christensen into the end zone. You got 7 points, but you got to do it quick. You've only got under 3 minutes left in this ball game.
As you mentioned, 2:52 is the official game clock here, and trailing by 15 on a fourth down and goal from the Carmel 1-yard line. Let's see if the senior Connor Christensen can rally his team and make this a one-score game with under 3 minutes to go. Single back formation, they split the difference on two receivers. Christensen has it. We have ourselves some penalty flags. Let's see who this one is against. That one will be a delay of game against Fishers, and this changes a lot. Instead of having the 1-yard play, you're going to have yourself a 6-yard play to come up with here on fourth down and goal.
I think what I would do in this position, send three receivers out to the right, one to the left, going true shotgun, run a wide receiver screen out with Jayshon Harris, bring him up on that inside slot, and let him walk in for the touchdown.
This one could be the ball game, folks. 2:50 remaining. Everybody on their feet here at Carmel Stadium, trailing by 15. Let's see what Connor Christensen has for his team. They're going to hurry up to the line of scrimmage. Clock is not running. Three wide shotgun set. Christensen looking towards the end zone. That one is going to be incomplete. And the pass breakup from Zach Woods intended for Jayshon Harris. And that will be a turnover on downs.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is not a pass breakup by Zach Woods. That is a drop by Jayshon Harris right there. Zach Woods had no idea that that ball was getting thrown to the right side of the end zone. Jayshon Harris, a bad pass there by Connor Christensen on the outside of Harris as he's falling down. Again, that's an offensive mistake right there, in my opinion. I think you had the shot. I think Christensen needed to hit his outside shoulder. I think Harris needed to catch the ball, and you would have had a touchdown right there.
What a stand by the Carmel Greyhound defense. Able to hold them. First down and goal at the 7-yard line, and they keep them from scoring any points on that drive. And Isaac James comes back out onto the field, and what looks like an I formation. He goes under center, one wide out to his right. That one will be Roberts. And the handoff on the stretch play will go to Chris Perkins. Perkins will be pushed back. Penalty flags fly everywhere at about the 4-yard line. Perkins was wrestled down at Perkins about the 5.
There is a flag.
And remember, Jesse, crazier things have happened in ball games. All it takes is a fumble right here. Now, again, face mask, Colin Fisher, so this is going to change things as well. It's going to give Isaac James some more breathing room. But at the same time, you're talking a fumble on the ground, recovery by Fisher's walking into the end zone. Hey, now you've got a ball game right here. At the same time, I think you give control to Isaac James. I think he's got things squared away. He's so good with that run. As guys like Shakir Pascal don't put the ball on the ground a lot. I think Carmel's got this one in the bag.
These guys protect the football quite a bit, but they're going to have to do it on the biggest stage from the flex bone set. James under center puts Roberts in motion. Clock is running here at 2:27 and counting. And James will go back under center as Roberts will reset. 8 seconds left on the play clock. Carmel's going to take up every bit of that. As Perkins moves in motion, Pascal will go up the middle, trying to go for that football there. He's going to be wrestled down at about the 22. 2:09, the clock will stop, and it looks like we have the final timeout from the Fishers Tigers. No secret as to what their defensive game plan is right now. Just go after the football as hard as you can. But Shakir Pascal has two arms on that football. And we all know Shakir Pascal, one of the strongest guys on the football team, regardless of position, doing everything he can to hold on. 2:09 remaining here for the Carmel Greyhounds. See if they will move on to the regional championships next week. Still 2 minutes remaining. That's still plenty of time for anything to happen. You do have a 15-point lead. Carmel at their own 24. The offense will jog back out onto the field, and Isaac James remaining at that quarterback position. This is the formation that James is the most dangerous in, it seems like, is when he comes out in this pistol formation. That's plenty of space to work with. They come out three-wide pistol formation. Perkins in the backfield. Two receivers out to his left. James goes hard count, takes the snap, stretch play, right side. Perkins dances to the outside. He'll be brought down at about the 32, and it looks like that one will be enough for the first down with 2 minutes remaining in the ball game.
That's why you give Chris Perkins the ball off the tackle. He's so good on that perimeter. I know we say that so many times. But now moving these chains forward, you got a first down for the Greyhounds. Clock is running down. You're just under 2 minutes, folks. I guess it's about to be over.
No timeouts remaining for the Fishers Tigers, so no way to stop the clock. They come back out, same formation, three-wide pistol, two out to his left. Pascal checks back into the game as the tailback. James will take the snap, hand that one off to Shakir Pascal, left tackle. Pascal will be brought down at about his own 33-yard line, and the clock will continue to tick away here, and it looks like the Carmel Greyhounds have wrapped this one up. Now the play clock starts, 20 seconds remaining on that, minute 15 remaining in the ball game. James will go back to the line of scrimmage with no sense of urgency right now.
Second and nine.
Will be about a second and nine from the Carmel 34-yard line, but James will go into his favorite formation, the victory formation. Take the snap and the knee. They will have to do that one more time before the end of this one. But what a win by the Carmel Greyhounds. Came out in a dominating fashion, 35-7. Fishers made it interesting, coming back, scored 20 points, almost made it a one-possession game there at the end, but the Carmel defense holds, and it looks like the Carmel Greyhounds will also live to see another week. As James will go back into the victory formation, take one more knee, and put the final chapter to rest here in this ball game. James takes the knee, and the Carmel Greyhound season will extend. They'll either be going to Warsaw or Carroll next week.
And so just as the Greyhound season will extend, so will ours. We will be covering the game next week. Of course, it's going to be on the road, folks. But be sure to check us out, 91.3 WHJE, for our final players of the game. Jesse, go ahead and give me yours.
I'm definitely going to go with Isaac James. He led this rushing attack. You can also talk about Shakir Pascal, but 383 rushing yards, a very, very impressive performance by the junior quarterback. He is electric out there on the football field.
And, of course, I'm going to have to end it all up with Shakir Pascal. Three rushing touchdowns on the day. Done such a nice job. Was really able to break it out. We saw him become the back we haven't really expected him to be, running it up the middle very, very well. 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 yards. Whatever you give Shakir Pascal, he will take from you. Very impressed from this Carmel offense. I think if they stick to this run style, we're going to see them in that state championship. Okay, folks, final score 35-20 in favor of the Greyhounds. Fishers, what a sad end to their season. A lot of great talent there. Credit Connor Christensen, John Williams. Some of these guys actually got to play with both of them. It's bittersweet seeing them end their seasons, but obviously they're going to be continuing it in college as well. Anything else to add, Jesse?
I just want to say thank you to the Fishers Tigers for making this such an exciting ball game all the way down to the wire until that last possession. Great job. Carmel Greyhounds, again, will either be playing Warsaw or Carroll. Either way, on the road.
For Jesse Smith, I'm John Perkins, both of us together for WHJE Radio. A big thanks to Emily Callahan back in the studio. Thank you all. Big thanks to Brian Spielballer as well. Did a nice job calling the plays, offensive coordinator, but also coordinating us and making sure we're not getting into too much trouble. Well, that wraps us up. Stay tuned for some more commercial-free radio. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE, the voice and the home of the Greyhounds.